So I wanted to say all those things, and I wanted to leave you with a note of inspiration, because I just talked about teens. I talked about realizing freedom together, which is committed to making practices that are supporting liberation for all, accessible to all. And so if you're interested in that nonprofit, check it out. And then if you're interested in peace in schools, there are materials outside. I would love to get Seattle to be one of the hubs for peace in schools. So we have some volunteers that are currently looking into how to help make that happen. But if you know folks that are in the education sphere, connected to high school, come talk to me always. Or if you just know folks that might want to get involved, please let me know. And with that, I wanted to end with a note of inspiration.
If there was mindfulness in every single high school, I can't even imagine what that would be like. That would be like bliss. Peace and love. That's what this world needs. Like, everyone needs to like be loving and peaceful and caring. Like, no matter like what you look like what your skin color is, like what your like size is. Like, I feel like the world would be so much better off, like, if everyone could take this class.
It's something that just simply teaches you what you already have, which is a place of center that you can find, which is internal love that you can find.
It's just everything that the class targets and gets rid of and has helped me with. If that was just with everyone, then everyone would be happier and more excited about like school and life. How much people would understand each other, and just communication would be better. There would be less fighting, less bias, less self-hate. There's so much teenage, you know, mental disorders, suicides, things that are really like scary and daunting numbers.
People haven't been kind to me, and with this class is so important. It's monumentally important. It's my rock.
The reason why this class mattered to me a lot was how it was a way to relieve all that stress and all that weight off myself. I was diagnosed on autism spectrum disorder, which is also called ASD. Whenever I encounter a situation where it turns ugly, I was like, okay, I think I can do this.
And I just feel like, considering how much love this class has given to me, you can only imagine that if everyone had that, how nice everyone would be to each other.
Just being able to talk to my peers here, have a place where people care, you know they do. And I had never had that environment, let alone at school.
So I just like started having all this unconditional love for everything, and like the people that I'm mad at, like, or myself. Like, I just like have all this love for everything, and it just makes me so happy.
This class is so important. It's the most consistent thing and the most wonderful thing in my high school experience.
We have to fund mindfulness education, because that is the thing that really we can tell kids, this will be all right. Maybe you have a really hard time in your life, but you still are so beautiful, and we can teach that.
Thanks for sharing that, friends. That is a really old video. That was the first classroom that we ever created. But I wanted to share it because it's the right length. We have, if you thought that was special, we do have a 12-minute new video on the homepage, which I absolutely love, and we couldn't get it less than 12 minutes because it was just so freaking hard to edit down, because we had hours of footage. So Janice and I toiled, the executive director and I toiled and toiled, and the shortest we could get it was 12 minutes. So if you want to see something longer that's more current, I invite you to check out peaceinschools.org. And speaking of young people, don't be scared about the kids' book. I have more adults than young people tell me that they really appreciate how simplified practice is through that book. So people sometimes get it just for themselves. So if you want to do that, great. And I'm happy to stay after and sign some books if anyone would like them signed for a friend or for yourself. Thank you again for being here. Thank you for your care, for choosing practice today. Thank you for choosing beloved community. Pause and imagine how different our world would be if we all said, I need to choose beloved community and my own heart on a regular basis. So thank you for your contribution to this world. May we send out the benefit of what we have created together in one last silent moment together. Thank you.